Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus.
Yesterday, Mam Rute and I went to a wedding. One of my in-laws was getting married. And there was a part in the wedding where people were motivating the new couple concerning their new journey in marriage. Hallelujah. Are you here? You've gone home. Can you push your neighbor and say, neighbor, smile. I'm watching you. Some are not smiling. We want to see your teeth. Hallelujah. So, I started asking myself that if I was asked to motivate them, what would I say? Do you understand? And I didn't have anything to say. Like nothing came to my mind.
And
then I woke up at 2 a.m. in the morning. And my mind started like being bombarded with what I should have said if I was asked. Do you understand? Now, before I get into my real message, I just want to share this with you quickly. In the book of Colossians chapter 3, and verse 14. You don't have to go there. I'll read it to you. It says, "And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfection." Charity is an old King James word for love. Hallelujah. So, Paul here says that love is a bond that makes things perfect. I shared a little bit of this with last week with those who came to the Before I Commit service. Before I commit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I was explaining to them that love is a glue that keeps people together. If you are married, there will be ups and downs. Besides even in marriage, just in life in general, there is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Hallelujah. Have you noticed so far that there's some good times in life? Have you also noticed that there's some bad times in life? And also there are some ugly times in life. The story I always tell you guys, there's a lady who knocked off early at work. And she said, because I knocked off early, let me go fetch my child at school. She went to the school. When she got to the gate, she saw her son with her friends. And they were about to enter into their school transport. So she said to herself, since he's with his friends, I'll allow him to go into the transport and I'll just follow the car. To cut the long story short, the transport got into an accident with a truck. Many children died that day, including this woman's child. Imagine the horror of watching your child dying.
It's the ugly part of life. It's the part that we don't want to see. We don't want to hear of. But unfortunately, that's how life is. And so when we go through all these good, bad, and ugly, the only thing that keeps us together is that bond of love. Many people, after their children die, the relationship starts breaking. Some people, when their jobs finish, the relationship starts breaking. So through all these, and some people also, when they go through good times, promotions, start traveling, start living that high life, and the wife or the husband is left at home, it sometimes has a way of breaking the relationship. Are you here? You've gone home. Are you here? So love is key.
Is key.
The Bible says nothing shall separate us from the love of God. You see, it's a bond. It's a glue that keeps us together. So if you are really in love with God, nothing, I don't care how it looks like, nothing will separate you from Him. Unless your love was fake from the beginning. Because some people use God. They just want to see what they can get. When they stop getting, then they chase another God.
Kanjalo,
kanjalo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there's something that I was thinking about. One of the things that I've realized is that when there is love, the bond will be strong. Now it doesn't matter whether you are born again or not born again. There are many people who are married and are not born again. And they've been together till their old age. And even in their old age, they still love each other. Because you see, in weddings, we often say, you know, if you keep Jesus in your marriage, there's nothing that will defeat your marriage. But there are people who are not, they don't know Jesus. They are atheists. Atheists, they are... They don't believe in anything. They are Muslims. All kinds of beliefs.
Or,
but they can keep their marriage for many years. Are you still here? You've gone home. Same thing even in life in general. Some of the most billionaires, most of the billionaires in this world, very few are Christian. The majority of them are unbelievers. They don't believe in God. Some of them don't even believe there's a God. And some of them are trying to be God. A couple of months ago, there was a meeting called the World Economic Forum. Now this forum is a gathering of billionaires and some leaders from different nations. Our president was supposed to go there, but Lord Shedding said, "Hey,
you Lord Shedding, you don't go anywhere."
Hallelujah. So I was watching the news, and they said that there was a boom in prostitution in that area. No, I said there was a boom, an explosion of prostitution
eqhumayo.
How should I say it? The business of prostitution became very, they made profit.
Amen.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So, just for you to understand that these billionaires,
ukuthi wena uqonde ukuthi lama billionaire,
they don't know God at all.
Abamazi uNkulunkulu qhobo.
Serial sinners.
Bangama sina ngempela.
Serial, very like a serial killer. They are serial sinners.
Njengalaba babulalayo bona bangaba sina.
But they are billionaires.
Kodwa bangama billionaire.
Even though they don't know God.
Noma ngaba bamazi uNkulunkulu.
So in life,
empilweni,
there are many things that you can achieve without God. Ziningi
izinto ongayithola ngaphandle kaNkulunkulu.
Pastor, are you preaching for God or against
Pastor,
God?
Pastor, u preacha ngoNkulunkulu noma ulwa naye na?
There are many
ziningi izinto
that you can achieve
ongayithola
without God.
Ngaphandle kaNkulunkulu.
I'm telling you the truth.
Utshela iqiniso.
And some of you know friends.
Abantu benu bazabangani.
They are doing well in life.
Benza kahle empilweni.
But they don't go to church.
Kodwa
bayesonto. They don't pray.
Abathandazi.
They don't do nothing.
Abenzi lutho.
And you in the morning uyavuka.
Wena ekseni uya wake up.
Uya kahle kyakrekeni.
I'm going to church.
Kanti wena ukhathazwa isonto. Emanyana kyakrekeni.
I'm going to church.
But your life no change.
But impilo yakho ayichinji.
So I was thinking about these things.
Bengicabanga ngalezo zinto.
You know, my father in the Lord Bishop Doug said that we mustn't run away from the truth.
Ubaba ezala wami wathi ngingabalekeli iqiniso.
The truth is the truth.
Iqiniso iqiniso.
And this is a reality that we see in life. Into
yenzakala esibona empilweni.
So I started thinking about it.
Bengisacabanga.
What is the real benefit?
Yini okutholakalayo
of knowing God?
Ekwazeni uNkulunkulu.
If people who don't know God can have everything that I have,
bezothola
konke. And some of them can even have way more than what I have. Naba
banokudlulele kunalokho enginakho.
Then what is the real benefit?
Yini ngempela ngempela
of having a relationship
okukhona
with Jesus.
Ekuthandeni uNkulunkulu.
The Bible says,
iBhayibheli lithi,
I am the way,
ngindlela,
the truth,
neqiniso,
and the life,
nephila.
No man
ayikho inoda
can come unto the Father
ngeza kubaba
but by me,
ngaphandle kwami.
And the Bible shows us a clear classical picture
lisibonisa ngokuphelele
in the book of Luke,
ebuncwadini kaLuka,
where the Bible shows us a wealthy man,
lapho iBhayibheli isikhombisa indoda ecebile,
who had everything that you can dream.
Eyayinakho konke ongacabanga ngakho.
I was listening to a preaching earlier this week.
Bengilalela entshumayelweni edifikini.
And the pastor said that he was traveling somewhere.
Upastor uthi waye yakwenye indawo.
And his plane stopped in Dubai.
Iplane yama eDubai.
Have you ever heard of Dubai?
Uyayazi Dubai.
Very rich people there.
Abantu abacebe kakhulu.
And the plane was going to be there for a couple of hours.
Iplane yayizohlala lapho ama hours.
So they decided, well, I've never been in Dubai before. Let's just go see how Dubai looks like.
Ngiyasiyeke sibone uthi njani.
And so they went into a shop that sells shoes.
Bahamba eshop ethengisa icathulo.
And he looked at one of the shoes and said, "Oh, this looks nice."
Babuka icathulo bathi lezi zinhle.
And he asked the person who works there,
babuza osebenza
khona, how much is the shoe?
Zibiza malini?
And the person said $36,000.
Wathi $36,000.
If you want to convert it to rands, you times by 17.
Times by 17.
The last time I checked it was 17.
The timing check oka ku 17.
Wow, for a shoe.
Isicathulo.
So this rich man of the Bible,
la baba cebile emaBhayibhelini,
he used to enjoy that type of
life. Wayefuthandi life enjalo.
He used to wear the best of the best. He used to eat at the best of the best places. He used to hang around with ministers and presidents. But he didn't know God.
Kodwa kamazanga uNkulunkulu.
When he died,
ngenkathefa,
It showed that he didn't know God. The Bible says in hell he lifted up his eyes and saw it, Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and he said, Father Abraham, Father Abraham,
Baba Abraham,
send Lazarus,
send Lazarus
that he may dip his finger in water that I may drink. For where I am, I am in torments. But then the Bible tells us about this Lazarus.
The Bible Lazarus.
He lived in poverty.
The
Bible tells us that he was dreaming that when the rich man is eating, he would drop some of the food. And then Lazarus would eat the food that fell from people's tables. And then the Bible says, moreover, someone say, moreover. In other words, as if that was not bad enough, there is more. The Bible says his whole body was full of sores. That even dogs would come and lick his
nose.
Tastes like ice cream. And then Lazarus also died. But the Bible says when he died, angels appeared and took him to Abraham's
bosom.
So the difference between us and someone who doesn't know God is that we have a guaranteed eternal destiny. Yeah, put your hands for the Lord. This is very serious. And we must value this. Because sometimes, as you go through life, you go through so much struggle. Or your dreams seem like they will not happen. And sometimes that is so discouraging, so depressing, so painful, that you end up risking the one thing that guarantees you eternal glory. Just so that you can enjoy some little nice. I had one pastor, he said something I never forgot. He said, it is more normal to be dead than to be alive. Normal. It is more normal to be dead than to be alive. Now imagine Adam, who died, say when the earth was about 1,000 years old. Because he lived to about 900 and something. Now he's been dead.
Manje ufile.
And now, you know, between when the earth was in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Lapho umhlaba wenziwa nezulu.
Okay? Between that time and today is plus minus 6,000 years.
It's plus minus 6,000.
According to scripture. So this man has been dead for plus minus 5,000 years.
More than 5,000.
He's been dead. And if Jesus stays in heaven, he will continue being dead for longer. And our lifespan has become shorter than
900.
People are dying, you know. Just yesterday, they were also burying another family member. She was 39. 39
years.
It's gone. So can you see that the life we live here is short? And the life we are going to is long. It's eternal. It's forever. So why would you risk endangering the one that is forever? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Your amens, they're not blessing. So the real value of being a child of God. Of course, there's so much more. But like Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So the real value of knowing Jesus, of being a child of God, is that you are guaranteed that when you leave this place, you will be with your Father for all eternity. There will be no suffering for you. There will be no pain for you. There will be no torments for you. There will be glory for you. Put your hands together for Jesus. Am I preaching to somebody? So never risk. Never risk. With the one valuable thing you have. Be it for money. Be it for pleasure. Be it for family. Be it for whatever. Don't risk. Pastor, I don't have a job. And there at the alcohol place. At the smokehouse. At the Jack Buddha. Is Jack Buddha still there? Jack Buddha. Huh?
Yeah.
What's the one in Hatfield?
Hatfield.
Yep.
Yep.
They are hiring at Yep.
Rather
struggle than to be selling alcohol to people and killing them and killing their families and killing their futures. Rather struggle. Your relationship with Jesus is a much more valuable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your amens were coming nicely, but now hallelujah.
Amen.
You are struggling. And here comes a brother who's married, wearing a
ring.
Some of them, they don't wear it. But when they take it off, you can see him. There was something. And he says, waiting wana upila.
But
you see the ring.
God, I born a ring.
And also when you look at him, he's a yellow bone. And you know you like yellow bones. He's coming out of a vrupa. With a nice German cut. With how many pegs?
Six pegs.
Even eight, like Shaka Zulu.
Eight pegs.
But
God,
he's married.
Ushati.
Rather struggle.
No, no, sogole.
I said rather struggle.
Sogola.
Rather struggle.
Sogola.
Are you understanding what I'm
saying?
Because your relationship with God is more valuable than all these things. And I'm telling you because I'm a human being. I'm also going through life. I'm also seeing things. I'm also feeling things. And every now and then, I will ask myself that
if I can put Jesus here,
and
feel this life a little.
Oh, it's only me. You guys are more spiritual than me. I'm telling you the truth. And when I'm praying at night, I say, God, please forgive me. Have mercy on me that even the thought came to my mind. I'm so sorry, Jesus. Each and every human being here today, you will make heaven in Jesus' name. I said you will make heaven in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And nothing will separate us from the glorious love of our Heavenly Father, who loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son, that whoever should believe in Him should not perish but have eternal, everlasting life. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hey, is that for Jesus?
Come on, sing it. Yes, I
thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.